சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 96 வெர்ஸ் 5. சைதன்யபாஷ்யதாஹமஹ தாதர்த்யம் ச தத்ஸ்யயத். இதமம் ச ப்ரஹாணேன பரசோனுபவோ பவேத். This fifth chapter, Buddhi Aparadha Prakaranam, Shankaracharya want to say, the aparadha, the mistake or the error committed by the buddhi only, we have to do some correction in that buddhi. Which buddhi is committing a mistake? Because of self-ignorance, because of ajnanam. The mistake is because of ignorance. Once you remove that ignorance from that buddhi, the mistake also will be corrected or eliminated. Ajnanam will go away, jnanam will take place. Once buddhi is enlightened, once it gets jnanam, it will not commit any mistake. Superimposition is the mistake. Adhyasa is the mistake. That adhyasa is because of ignorance in the buddhi. So we have to enlighten the buddhi. Which buddhi is performing a mistake because of ignorance? So you have to give enlightenment to your buddhi. Because it is doing aparadha. Because of its aparadha, samsara problem is taking place. So if I want to be free from samsara problem, you have to correct your buddhi. What Acharya says, shariram manasu, that means stula shariram, sukshma shariram, which is jadam, inert, it is becoming sentient because of borrowed sentience. ஜடம் இனர்ட் சரீரம் இனர்ட் மைண்ட் ஆர் புத்தி அந்தக்கரணம் ஹவு இட் இஸ் பிகமிங் சென்சியன்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சிதாபாஸ் தேர்ஃபோர் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வென் எவர் வி சே அஹம் ஐ ஆம் தேர் ஆர் டூ அம்சாஸ் சிதம்சா அண்ட் ஜட அம்சா சிதம்சா மீன்ஸ் சேதன அம்சா ஜட அம்சா மீன்ஸ் பிரகிருதி அம்சா ஆர் மேட்டர் பார்ட் மேட்டர் அம்சா ஸோ டூ புட் டுகெதர் அஹம் வென் எவர் ஐ சே ஐ ஆம் தேர் ஆர் போத் சித் ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர் சிதாபாசா அகங்காரா இஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர் ஃபார் திஸ் சிதாபாசா ஓன்லி வி கால் இட் ஆஸ் அகங்காரா அஹமஹ வேர்ட் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் அஹமஹ இன் திஸ் ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்லோக சைதன்ய பாஷ்யதா அஹமஹ அஹமஹ மீன்ஸ் அஹங்காரஸ்ய இத்யர்த்தஹ அஹமஹ சிதாபாசஹ அஹங்காரஹ தட் மீன்ஸ் அஹமஹ மீன்ஸ் தட் புத்தி ஆர் அஹங்காரா ஹுச் இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் which is not superimposed, which is illumined by the consciousness. Ahamaha, aham, ahankara. Ahankara is nothing but sabhasa buddhihi. Sabhasa buddhihi is called ahankara. Sabhasa buddhi means a buddhi which has got a reflected consciousness. That is called sabhasa buddhihi. சாபாச புத்தி மீன்ஸ் பாசா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் இல்லூமினேஷன், சென்சியன்சி. Sabhasa means that buddhi which has got the illumination of that chaitanyam. How you understand? Buddhi, jada buddhi, inert buddhi has become sentient because of sabhasa. Sabhasa antahkaranam. Sabhasa buddhi. Aham. Once aham comes, last class I was telling that buddhi pervades the part, part vritti comes, part thought comes, then comes part jnanam, part knowledge, part thought, part vritti, then part knowledge. So this is a part jnanam. First you see the part that is called part vritti, then you know the part. Idam ghataha. This is a part. Idam ghataha. Whatever is idam, 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 this, 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 comes under drishyam. Idam, 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 drishyam. Drishyam, I am the drik. So, drik, drishya, viveka is easy with regard to the world and me. Aham and idam. I am, and I am experiencer, I am the knower, I am the seer of something, something else. Idam, idam, idam. This, this, this. So, I am different from idam. It is easy to say when idam is little away from me. Even including body, I can say idam shariram kaunteya shetramitya vidhiyate idam shariram. So, I can easily, distinctly say idam. Idam pustakam. Idam pushpam, this is flower, this is book, this is, whatever is this, is not me. Because it is object of knowing, I am the subject, the knower. Therefore, subject and object both are different. So, idam is different from me. Whatever is idam, this, this is different from me. It is easy to say when it is away from you, it is distant from you. I told you this sloka is difficult to understand because this idam, what he is talking, including your mind, buddhi, also idam only. If you remember my drik drishya viveka, long before one of my camp I took, drik drishyam, mind is the drik of the world, drishyam. World is the drishyam, seen by the mind. Mind is the seer, antakaranam is the seer. This is seer. So mind is a seer, drik, from the standpoint of the external world, drishyam. Now, Acharya talking about seer number one. Drik, aham, sakshi chaitanyam. Drik number one, seer number one. For seer number one, what is the drishyam? Na, idu buddhi. Sabhasa buddhihi idam bhavati. Sabhasa buddhihi idam bhavati. In this sloka, idam amsha prahanena. You cannot separate into intellectually, you can understand the body is different, I am different, you can say. But buddhi is different, I am different, you cannot say. Easily you cannot separate, even intellectually also, you cannot separate the buddhi. In that buddhi, idam amsha and aham amsha, you cannot separate. Very difficult. Why it is difficult? Wherever buddhi, all pervading atma chaitanyam is there, there is buddhi. In that buddhi, it is always sabhasa buddhi. At no time, buddhi is away from the sakshi chaitanyam. You can never separate the buddhi and chaitanyam. Buddhi is always with chaitanyam. Therefore, you cannot separate it. Then what to do? How prahanam? How can I do prahanam? Intellectually only you can do that also. By using buddhi only, I am not buddhi, you have to say. That is the essence of this loka. By using the buddhi, you have to say, I am not the buddhi. So, in the case of Brahman and external world, I am aham brahma drit, seer number one. With the help of seer number two, I see the world easy. But how to make this mind antakkaranam? Here we take it as buddhi. How to make this buddhi as idam? I have to make it as drishyam now. Because to make it as drishyam, I have to use buddhi. As long as I use buddhi, I cannot be free from buddhi. So sabhasa buddhi also only there all the time. Then how to do it? You have to use the buddhi and say that I am not buddhi, I am buddhi vilakshana sakshi chaitanyam. You have to say. That is the meaning of this shloka. He says, consciousness, mind, I cannot separate. Number one, I cannot separate them. Point number one. Suppose, it is not possible. Suppose I separate, what will happen? In pure form, the knower never exists. In pure form, the knower of objects can never exist. In pure form, Chaitanyam, in pure form, never be a knower. Chaitanyam in its pure form, Shuddha Chaitanyam, it can never be a knower. This is point number two. Or you can say Chaitanyam in its pure form, it can never be a seer. Chaitanyam in its pure form, it can never be a knower, it can never be a seer, it can never be an experiencer without buddhi. Without buddhi, it can never, Chaitanyam can never be a knower, observer or experiencer. It can neither observer nor experiencer or knower or seer. Then what? Because Chaitanyam is all pervading, I cannot stand separately as pure Turiyam. Turiyam without mind. I cannot stand as Turiyam separate from the mind. Yen, if I separate my mind, I cannot know anything. I am not a knower, I am not an observer, I am not an seer, I am not an experiencer. Then what? Turiyam Shuddha Brahman Shuddham Mantulvan. Shuddha Brahman, pure Chaitanyam, cannot know anything. So to say Aham Brahmasmi, you have to use buddhi. You have to use useless buddhi. You have to use and say you are useful for some time. Afterwards you are useless, go on chalana. Like that you have to say. Therefore there is no time when the Chaitanyam is away from the buddhi. So I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am Anubhavaha. Here Sakshi Chaitanyam is called Anubhavaha. Now look into the shloka. With this background, you can try to understand and apply to yourself. Chaitanya Bhasyata Ahamaha. Yatu is there in the first line, last word. Yatu. Yatu means esmat. Esmat means since. Next. Ahamaha in the middle, it is there. Chaitanya Bhasyata Ahamaha. Then asya is also there. Asya ahamaha means asya ahamaha ahankarasya ityarthaha. Yasmat asya ahamaha, asya means ahankarasya ahamaha ahankarasya chaitanya bhasyata. Chaitanya bhasyata means buddhi, that which is illumined by Chaitanyam. Chaitanya Bhasyata means buddhi, that which is illumined by Chaitanyam. Once buddhi is illumined by Chaitanyam, what this buddhi does? I am a karta, I am a bhokta, I am an enjoyer, I am a doer, I am a knower, all will come in the mind. This kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, samatrutvam, all are possible. Chaitanya bhasyata ahankarasya ahamaha ahankarasya chaitanya bhasyata. This is the first job. Then next one, tadarthyam. Tadarthyam means buddhi is dependent on chaitanyam. Buddhi is dependent on chaitanyam. Yasmatu ahamaha chaitanya bhasyata tadarthyam cha tasmatu. Tatu means tasmatu. Buddhihi anatma bhavati. Buddhi means ahankaraha, anatma bhavati. You have to supply. Buddhihi tadartham cha chaitanya bhasyata. Because buddhi is depending upon atma to get illumination, and it is dependently existing upon atma. Therefore, whatever is dependently existing, it is anatma. Anatma. Buddhihi anatma bhavati. You have to supply. Buddhihi anatma bhavati in the first line. So first line clear? Yasmat karanat. Since this ahankara asya is there, ahankara ahankarasya ahamaha. Here ahamaha chaitanya bhasyata asya tadarthyam cha. Asya and ahamaha, both are the same meaning. Two jobs are happening to buddhi here. One is chaitanyam is illumining the buddhi, and buddhi is dependently existing upon chaitanyam for its illumination, for its kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, pramatrutvam. It is dependently existing upon chaitanyam. It is borrowing sentiency from chaitanyam. Therefore tadarthyam means it is depending upon chaitanyam and it is illumined by chaitanyam. Two jobs are happening. Therefore ahamaha chaitanya bhasyata asya ahankarasya tadarthyam cha yasmat tasmat. Therefore it is ahankaraha or buddhi anatma bhavati. Since it is dependently illumined by chaitanyam, dependently existing for its kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, pramatrutvam, therefore it is anatma. Buddhi, I am not. I am the illuminator of buddhi. I am the supporter of buddhi. Supporter is satyam. Supported is mithya. So anatma. This is the first line. Now come to the second line. Idamamshasya. Idamamsha. Amshasya ledu. Idamamsha. Idam means anatma amsha. Idam amsha. That is why you say my buddhi. Just as you say my clip. What is mine is not me. My clip, when I say this is my clip. This, when I say this is an object. I am the possessor of this clip is the subject. So subject can never be the object. Object can never be the subject. This is my clip. Like that, my clip, just as you are saying what? My intellect. My intellect. Apply the same law. My clip is not me. My clip is mine, but not me. Apply the same law. My buddhi, my intellect is mine, but it is not me. Over Vedanta. Arivi illadavan nanardha. Don't mistake. Don't take in a negative meaning. Take in a right pen, right spirit. Okay. Take it in a right spirit. My buddhi, when I say, see the logic here. Whenever I say my intellect, what is mine is not me. That means I am not the intellect. Mano buddhi ahankara chittani naham. I am not the mind, the intellect. So my intellect, therefore it is not மீ தென் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? சாட்சி சைதன்யம் அஹம். மை புத்தி வென் ஐ சே திஸ் இன்டெலக்ட், சின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் இன்டர்னல், ஐ எம் யூசிங் த புத்தி டு டாக். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், கிளிப் இஸ் அவுட் சைட், கிளிப் இஸ் அவுட் சைட், திஸ் இஸ் கிளிப், திஸ் இஸ் மை கிளிப், வெரி நைஸ்லி ஐ கேன் சே. பட் த ட்ரூத் இஸ் வாட் அபவுட் புத்தி ஆல்சோ? ஐ எம் யூசிங் மை புத்தி, ஐ எம் யூசிங் மை புத்தி, ஐ எம் யூசிங் மை இன்டலெக்ட். யூசிங் மை இன்டலெக்ட், யூசிங் சொன்னால் என்ன அர்த்தம்? காரணம். புத்தி இஸ் ஏ காரணம், இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் ஏ காரணம். ஐ எம் த கர்த்தா, த யூசர். சோ காரணம் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த கர்த்தா. காரணம், புத்தி இஸ் காரணம். ஹவு கேன் ஐ பி புத்தி? ஐ எம் த யூசர் ஆஃப் த புத்தி. Therefore, idam amshaha. Idam amshaha means my intellect. When I say my intellect, this is my intellect. Even though it is internal and more proximate, more close, I cannot separate it. Clip means I can separate and keep it away, some distance. Body also I can say and touch and say, this is my body. How can I say this is my intellect? Come on, show. When I am saying I have intellect, my intellect, I am using intellect. That is the problem. That is why there is a difficulty to separate the buddhi from me, the atma. Intellectually you have to separate. Idam amsha prahanena. Idam amsha ahamaha amsha. Buddhi amsha. Idam means buddhi amsha. இதம் அம்சா பிரஹானா மீன்ஸ் நெகேஷன் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தாட் ஓன்லி. ஹவ் யூ நெகேட், ஹவ் யூ ஃபால்சிஃபை இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தாட் அலோன், இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தாட். நோ க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் டிஸ்மிஸிங், யூ கேன் நாட் டிஸ்மிஸ். ஓன்லி யூ கேன் சே இட் இஸ் ஃபால்ஸ், இட் இஸ் நாட் மீ இன்டலெக்சுவலி. நோ க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் டிஸ்மிஸிங் டோட்டலி. If you dismiss totally, you won't exist. Aham won't exist. If you dismiss totally, in to say aham, buddhi is required, instrument is required. This aham, sakshi chaitanyam pervades the buddhi, aham vritti takes place. In that aham vritti to take place, in the buddhi only it takes place. That aham brahmasmi also must come in only that buddhi. So wrong buddhi ni right buddhi ya maatanam. Now I have to convert, only conversion, full conversion da. So buddhi alone says I am the knower, buddhi alone says I am the knower, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Now this enlightened buddhi, in that buddhi only the knowledge has to come. What is that enlightened buddhi? I am neither knower nor enjoyer nor doer. Buddhi alone says I am sakshi. Who says I am sakshi? Pure Surya Atma says I am sakshi? It cannot say. I am pure sakshi, buddhi vilakshana sakshi to say. Buddhi alone says, enlightened buddhi says, I am pramada is ignorant buddhi. I am not pramada also, really speaking. This knowledge should come where? In the buddhi alone. Because it is in the form of thought. I am not buddhi, I am not the knower also. That knowledge should come in the buddhi only. How do knowledge take place in the buddhi? The pramatrutvam, I am the pramata, knower, from the standpoint of clip. Now I am keeping the clip here. I am the doer of keeping the clip there. I am the performer, doer. With regard to external objects, I can say pramata, karta. I am enjoying the benefit of this clip. I am the bhokta. I can say with regard to this. Now with regard to buddhi itself, who can say? With regard to all this, buddhi is telling. வித் ரிகார்ட் டு சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், ஹூ வில் டாக் ஆன் பிஹாப் ஆஃப் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம்? புத்தி அலோன் ஷுட் டாக், பிகாஸ் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் கெனாட் டாக். வாயில்லாத ஒரு சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் பேசுவானே? பேச முடியாது. Therefore, Buddhi alone has to say, I am not Pramata, Aham Sakshi Chaitanyam. Buddhi alone has to say. What Buddhi? Idam Buddhi, Idam Amisham. Which Buddhi I say? My intellect, my intellect. My intellect, whenever I say, Idam, this intellect. This, my intellect, which is very proximate. Once I say this, this is Drishyam. Once it is Drishyam, who is telling Sakshi Chaitanyam? Along with the help of Buddhi. Eppadi irukka? Buddhi, it is just like keeping the pot in the hand and saying there is no pot. Holding the pot in the hand and saying there is no pot. Like that, holding the Buddhi instrument, holding the Buddhi instrument, and that Buddhi which is focused to Shastra and studying, 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 it has become enlightened Buddhi, enlightened Buddhi. And that Buddhi says what now? I am not Pramata, I am not Karta, I am not Bhokta, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. With the help of Buddhi only I have to say, Idamamsha Prahanena. இதமம்ச பிரஹாணேன, பிரஹாணம் மீன்ஸ் புத்தி நிஷேதா, புத்தி நிஷேதா மீன்ஸ் ஃபால்சிஃபைங் த புத்தி. சா பரஹா அனுபவா பவேத், இதமம்ச பிரஹாணேன யஹ அனுபவா பவேத் சா பரஹா அனுபவா பவேத். பரஹா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் அஹம் பத லக்ஷ்யார்த்தஹ. Saha means what? Idamamsha prahana anantaram. Buddhi, after falsifying the Buddhi, when I am talking, I am using Buddhi or not? I am using the Buddhi. Using the Buddhi to falsify the Buddhi. Puriya irukku? The toughest sloka. If you understand it is, you can enjoy that. Very nice. I am using the Buddhi to falsify the Buddhi. I the Sakshi Chaitanyam mixture, no? Aham, when I say Aham, Ahankara also is there, Buddhi also is there, Chaitanyam also is there. I am pure Chaitanyam, I cannot say I am Buddhi. Buddhi falsification, nothing happens in Turi Atma, Sakshi Chaitanyam. I use the Buddhi and I say Buddhi is false. I use the Buddhi, I say Buddhi is false. Idam Buddhi, this Buddhi is false. Prahanena, who remains once Idam Buddhi Amsha gone? Who remains? Sakshi Chaitanyam, pure Sakshi Chaitanyam. Saha Anubhavaha Bhavet, Anubhavaha means Paramatma Bhavet, Paramatma Bhavet. Bhavet is there already. Saha paraha means anubhavaha means chaitanyam. Saha paraha aham pada lakshyartha chaitanyam bhavet. Have you got it? Kuncham, kuncham. So slowly you have to assimilate this fact. It takes years together to assimilate, to digest this fact. It takes years. If it takes years, decades in this Janma, you are really fortunate. At least once in your life you got this point, this sloka, remember, note, Upadesha Sahasri, which chapter number, fifth chapter, fifth sloka. Once in a while, open and see where are you. Have you falsified your Buddhi or not? Along with Buddhi only. You have to falsify the Buddhi with the help of the Buddhi. Then who remains once I falsify Sukshma Sariram also? Don't say Karana Sarira remains now. Because the Buddhi, Avidya has gone. Karana Sariram falsified, Sukshma Sariram falsified, Stula Sariram already falsified. அயம் சரீரத்ரய விலக்ஷணா சாட்சி சைதன்யம். Understand, that is the meaning here we have to understand. With this, this chapter is over. So error is made by buddhi only. So knowledge has to take place in the buddhi only. Understand, pramatrutvam, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, all these are superimposed upon me, the Atma, Sakshi Chaitanyam, really speaking, all are done by Buddhi Aparadha. Buddhi mistake, Buddhi error. And the Buddhi ni kundu vandhi class lo ukara vichittu. It has to sit in the class and do lot of corrections in the Buddhi. Then what type of Buddhi I have? A beautiful Buddhi. Which Buddhi is enlightened Buddhi? Once it is enlightened, it is lightened buddhi, relaxed buddhi. This is called buddhi aparadha prahanam. I have falsified or eliminated the errors done by the buddhi with the help of buddhi. How that help received by buddhi? From where? From Upadesha Sahasri. From the Guru, from the Upanishadic teaching. Now your buddhi can commit errors. Inimel aparadham pannuvani? Panna koodadu. Even it does, vyavahara, it knows it is false. Even it does vyavahara also, buddhi, manasu, chitta, ahankara, sukshma shariram, interacting with the sthula shariram and other sthula shariram's vyavahara, only is happening at vyavaharika level. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am Paramarthika Satyam. Having got this knowledge, can I use buddhi or not? I can use. My next class padikaname. So I have to use the buddhi. I can use the gross body, I can use subtle body, I can use all gadgets happily, and I can say all of them are mithya. False, false, false. Nothing happens in me really. Now this buddhi is enlightened. Buddhi appa. Okay, next chapter we will go. With this buddhi aparadha prakaranam over, because why it is over? Buddhi is enlightened now. No more aparadha, mistakes, errors can take place in my buddhi. I use buddhi, errors won't take place. Understand, I use buddhi, but mistake, errors, blunders, my buddhi will not do. Why? Buddhi is enlightened. That's why it will never commit a mistake. If it commits a mistake, again read this sloka. Suppose it commits a mistake, ask that buddhi to read this sloka. Fifth chapter, fifth sloka of Upadesha Sahasri. Now, sixth chapter. Vishesha poha, vishesha poha prakaranam. We will read the first sloka. Page number 98. Chit. Svatyaktena hastena svayam natma vishishyate tadhashistena sarvena ena ena vishishyate. விசேஷ அபோஹ பிரகரணம். பிரகரணம் மீன்ஸ் சாப்டர். அபோஹா மீன்ஸ் நெகேஷன் ஆர் எலிமினேஷன். விசேஷா மீன்ஸ் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், நெகேஷன் ஆஃப் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். வாட் வி கால் தர்மாஹ குணாஹ, Shankaracharya name it as Visheshaha. That's all. ஜெனரலி வி டோன்ட் யூஸ் விசேஷ. வாட் வி யூஸ் குண. குண மீன்ஸ் அட்ரிபியூட், தர்மா மீன்ஸ் அட்ரிபியூட். ஜெனரல்லி தோஸ் டூ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஒன்லி வி யூஸ் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். பட் சங்கராச்சாரியா வாண்ட் யூஸ் விசேஷா இன் த பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் தர்மா ஆர் குண. சம் சேஞ்ச் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ், தட்ஸ் ஆல். ஆல்வேஸ் குணா தர்மா வை, தர்மா போஹா ஹி கேன் சே, குணா போஹா ஹி கேன் சே. ஸோ ஹி வாண்ட் டு யூஸ் எ நியூ வேர்ட், விசேஷ அபோஹா. விசேஷ மீன்ஸ் தர்ம ஆர் குண அபோஹா. எலிமினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆர் ரிமூவல் ஆஃப் ஆர் நெகேஷன் ஆஃப் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு தட் ஸ்லோகா, வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சர்டன் நியூவான்சஸ், சர்டன் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் நியூவான்சஸ் பிஃபோர் எலிமினேட்டிங் த குணாஸ். வாட் ஆர் தேன்? எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர் இஸ் தட் ஆத்ம அநாத்ம விவேக. விசேஷாபோஹா மீன்ஸ் ஆத்ம அநாத்ம விவேக, ஆர் க்ஷேத்ர க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ விவேக, ஆர் புருஷ பிரகிருதி விவேக. டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் நாலெட்ஜ் பிட்வீன் ஆத்மா அண்ட் அநாத்மா. நவ் லெட் அஸ் சீ சம் டிஃபரன்சஸ் பிட்வீன் ஆத்மா அண்ட் அநாத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் சேதனம், அனாத்மா இஸ் ஜடம். ஆத்மா இஸ் சென்சியன்ட், அனாத்மா இஸ் இன்சென்சியன்ட். நம்பர் ஒன். நம்பர் டூ, ஆத்மா இஸ் திருக், அனாத்மா இஸ் திருஷ்யம். ஆர் ஆத்மா இஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட், அனாத்மா இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். நம்பர் த்ரீ, ஆத்மா இஸ் நிர்விகாரஹ சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், அனாத்மா இஸ் சவிகாரஹ சேஞ்சிங் பிரின்சிபல். விகார சகிதஹ சவிகாரஹ. ஆத்மா இஸ் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், அனாத்மா இஸ் சேஞ்சிங். இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் நிர்விகாரஹ சவிகாரஹ. தென் ஃபோர்த் பாயிண்ட், ஆத்மா இஸ் நிர்குணஹ, அனாத்மா இஸ் சகுணஹ. Atma is that which has got attributes. Without attributes, anatma is that with attributes. Sa gunaha, gunena saha vartate iti sa gunaha. Prakriti or kshetram or anatma, both are one and the same. Whatever you see is anatma. So what is anatma? Tell me now. Whatever you see, whatever you experience, it is called anatma. It is called prakriti. It is called kshetram. It comes under jagat, anatma. So your body also comes under anatma, mind also comes under anatma, because you are experiencing your body, therefore anatma. Whatever you experience is anatma. எது எது திருஷ்யம் தத்து தத்து அனாத்மா. சோ சரீரம் ஆல்சோ திருஷ்யம் பிகாஸ் ஐ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ திருஷ்யம். ஐ ஆம் த திருக், எவர் த திருக், நெவர் த திருஷ்யம். மைண்ட் இஸ் த திருக் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் ப்ரீவியஸ் சாப்டர் ஐ எம் பிரிங்கிங் அகெயின் ஹியர். மைண்ட் இஸ் திருக் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். Mind is drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam. I like this, seer number one, seer number two. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, is ever the drip, ever the seer, never the seen. But mind, the seer role it plays, seen role it plays. It is seer also, seen also. But the seerhood also borrowed from Sakshi Chaitanya, me only. Therefore, it doesn't have original seerhood. Drik status also, drik status of the mind is borrowed, not its original. Therefore, Sakshi Chaitanya, I am ever the drik, never the drishyam. Mind is drik also from the standpoint of the world, and drishyam from the standpoint of this. Drik number one, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, mind becomes drishyam. therefore its drik status is not real status. So what that world, whatever you are seeing, I said atma is never the drik, never the drishyam. World is never the drik, ever the drishyam, ever the drishyam. Body is ever the drishyam, never the drik, because body cannot borrow sentiency from atma. Mind borrows sentiency and put a vesham of drik. Vesham da adi theriyamane namo and the drik veshatai nijamaga nenichi kada kadaya serial mele serial life is a drama. Whole life is drama happening in the false seer number 2. Whole life drama happening in false seer number 2. Why it is false? Because it is depending upon seer number 1. This is like a shadow. Mind, anatma, its seerhood is like a shadow, like a reflection. Your reflected face is real or unreal? Unreal. Similarly, this seer number 2, mind status of, buddhi status of driktvam is also false, unreal. So, nirgunaha atma sagunaha anatma. One more point also. Atma is ever the drik, I said, never the drishyam. With all these points we have to. Atma is satyam, another last point. So many points we can say. Atma is satyam, anatma is mithya, anrutam. Anatma is anrutam mithya. Now the attributes of the mind, body, I am superimposing upon me the Sakshi Chaitanyam Atma. Therefore, I have to claim I am Nirvishesha Atma. I am fat. When I say I am fat, I am tall, this I am belongs to Sakshi Chaitanyam. Fatness and tallness belong to Sula Shariram. Instead of saying my body is tall, my body is fat, what I am doing, clubbing, mixing, messing up, I am fat, I am saying. I am tall, I am saying. Instead of saying my body is tall, and then sollano. Appadi solroma? We are not saying like that. Happily we say, I am short. Who is short? Sakshi Chaitanyam short. Stula Shariram short. Stula Shariram short. You are not stula shariram. Then why you say I am short? Tappudane. In the visheshyam, vishesham, this attribute of tallness, shortness of the body, I am mixing with I am. And clubbing and saying happily, I am short, I am tall, I am thin, I am fat. All belongs to stula shariram. Not over. And sukshma sharira attributes also, I am sad. Emotions are taking place in the mind. Antahkaranam. Manasilo, ennude manasukulla. Ennude manasukulla. Whatever is mine is not me. In my mind, there is some emotional turbulence, some failure, some problem because of some illness of body. There is sadness in the mind. What I say? There is sadness in the mind, only I have to say. What I say? I am sad. When everything is going fine, there is a happiness in the mind. In the manasukulla romba aanandam irukku. And my mind is so happy today. You say, happiness also where? In the mind only. Instead of saying, my mind is so happy, what am I saying? I am happy. This has to be dropped. Intellectually, this apoha, vishesha apoha, I have to negate these attributes of the body, mind. If you use deliberately, no problem. But you worry about the shortness, tallness, fatness, adhi problem. Illaya? I am short and my body is short, understood. No problem. But because I am so short, thukkame varadilla, everybody is looking at me, I am short. This is the samsara. I am superimposing the body attributes to me upon me. I am clubbing and struggling. Mind has got some problems, some issues. My mind is undergoing some problems. Appadi sollama, enna solren? Enakku problem sollum bodhu kuda andha problem oda I am tadatmyam, oneness with that. Oneness, identity. Apohaha, you have to negate and you have to claim I am nirvishesha atma. I am not savishesha atma. Tell me, are you fat or thin in your sleep? Tell me, are you fat or slim? Thin or you are tall? You are neither tall nor fat in your deep sleep. Where those attributes have gone? That means that tallness, fatness temporarily in jagratavastha, in swapnavastha, you are attributing to yourself the sakshi chaitanyam. They are not there in the deep sleep. That is why nimmadiya thungram. I am happily sleeping. No turbulence, no problems of mind, I remember in deep sleep. No problems, back problem, pallu problem, talavali. All problems are not there in deep sleep. I am telling deep sleep. That means they are not my intrinsic attributes. They are having arrival and departure. Shankaracharya, instead of taking Sushupti Drishtanta, he takes another Drishtanta in this sloka. Now look into the sloka with this background. Before going to the sloka again, you have to remember three important fundamental laws. L-A-W-S, not L-O-S-S. Namak laws ni sonnale L-O-S-S da. L-A-W-S, fundamental laws. Vedantic laws. Vedantic rules. I, the knower, can never be known. Rule number one. I, the knower, can never be known. That means subject and object can never be interchanged. Subject and object can never be interchanged. Then second rule, attributes which are known belong to the known object. Attributes which are known belong to the known object. Now this clip color, I see yellow color. The attributes of the clip, yellow color is an attribute. It is known by me. It is known by me that known, what is known? Color. Color of the clip. This color belongs to the object or the subject? Object. That means the attributes which is known by me belongs to the object, never the subject. This is the rule number two. They never belong to the knower. Then third rule is, any attribute is said to be or said to be innate or intrinsic. There are two types of attributes. One attribute is intrinsic. Sometimes some attributes are extrinsic. You know that example. Fire has got intrinsic heat. You cannot separate the heat from the fire. But water has got heat because of association of with the fire. Therefore, after some time that water you keep away from the fire, what happens? Water becomes cold. That means what? It is agantukam. that coolness of that water is agantukam. It has got arrival. It is not intrinsic, it is extrinsic. Whereas fire heat is intrinsic, swabhavikam. So attributes are of two types. Clear? Now these three rules you remember and you can understand the shlokas well. If you remember the future of Atma and Anatma, all those futures you have to remember, and all these three rules also you have to remember, then only this chapter can be understood. Now Vidyarani Shankaracharya says, person, the hand, when you cut the hand, sometimes the doctors, they amputate, no? Because of some accident, they cut the hand. Once he is having hand, he is called Hastavan. The one who has got Hastam, hand, he is called Hastavan. The one who has got strength is called Balavan. Balam asti asti iti Balavan. Dhanam asti asti iti? Adi matra correcta chulwe. Dhanavan. Dhanam asti asti iti Dhanavan. Balam asti asti iti Balavan. Hastam asti asti iti Hastavan. So when I say I am Hastavan, I have this hand, that's an elephant ki hasti anupe. And the trunk, no, it uses as an hand. Elephant uses its trunk in the place of hand. It serves like a hand for elephant. That is why elephant is called hasti. Priyadam. Hastam asti asti iti hasti. Hasti. So haste tyaktena chitva tyaktena hastena. If a person hand is cut, suppose hand is removed, can you call him Hastavan? There is no hasta. Therefore Hastavan you cannot say. If it is intrinsic nature, he has to be called all the time Hastavan, Hastavan, Hastavan. But that hasta can be amputated, be eliminated because of one reason or other. Therefore Hastavan, that status is agantukam or swabhavikam. Agantukam, it is extraneous, not intrinsic. Similarly chakshushman, once you have eyes you are called chakshushman, the eyed one, the one who has got eyes, that is also borrowed. Once eyes are not there, you are not a chakshushman. Similarly srotram, other sense organs also, after a certain age eyes won't function. Ears won't function. Are you there or not? Nirvisesham. After a certain age, you know, the person just like a vegetable, nirvisesham. Previously lot of visesham were there. Lot of eating, lot of seeing, lot of hearing. இப்ப என்ன ஜப்பான்னா எல்லாமே போச்சு. ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஹவ் கான். தட் மீன்ஸ் ஆர் தே இன்ட்ரென்சிக்? இஃப் தே இன்ட்ரென்சிக் தே கேனாட் கோ, தட் மீன்ஸ் தே ஆர் எக்ஸ்ட்ரென்சிக். லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. சித்வா சக்தேன ஹஸ்தேன, ஒன்ஸ் த ஹேண்ட் இஸ் கட், சக்தேன இஸ் ரிமூவ்ட், ஆத்மா ஸ்வயம் ந விசிஷ்யதே. ஆத்மா by itself is not at all having any attributes. Atma na visishyate. Here visishyate means it doesn't have any attributes originally. Svayam na visishyate. Na visishyate means not qualified. Hands are gone. Hastavan attribute has gone. Suppose legs have gone, Padavan attribute has gone. Therefore all these are all losable. All these attributes because of these organs are losable or not? Losable. Therefore Atma na visishyate, not qualified. எக்ஸ்டெண்ட் திஸ் டு ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். சிஷ்டேன சர்வேன ததா ததா இன் த சேம் மேனர். ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் உபலக்ஷணம் ஹி ஹஸ் கிவன். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் வென் த ஹேண்ட் இஸ் ரிமூவ்ட் தட் பர்சன் இஸ் நோ மோர் ஏ ஹஸ்தவான் தத்வத் ததா சிமிலர்லி ஏன ஏன விசிஷ்யதே ஏன ஏன ஆத்மா. You have to supply few more words. ஏன ஏன விசிஷ்யதே, because of what are all organs ஆத்மா has got attributes. I am fat, I am slim, I am no ஹஸ்தவான் சக்ஷுஷ்மான் ஆல் தீஸ் தேன தேன. யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை தேன தேன பை தோஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் லிம்ஸ். ஆத்மா சிஷ்டேன சர்வேண, ஈவன் டெம்பரரிலி தேர் ஆர் தேர் சிஷ்டேன சர்வேண மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தி அதர் when the other organs are also. Atma cannot be qualified by the other organs. Sisthena sarvena means by the other limbs also. Atma na visishyate, Atma na visishyate. More in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.